probably hard. Yeah, it says here, hard cover and outer cover, you see, but I wasn't thinking of those. Sometimes if you go to a movie, you might want to chew on in the movie, depending on that, what you usually get.
Peanut.
Any other word for those? Do you make a distinction between homegrown peanuts and peanuts you buy in the store?
Peanuts aren't grown around here, it's a rule. It's a very good thing. I mean,
if you bought some that you had to your home in your home, what would you call those peanuts?
I guess so. We just never had any.
Of course, you're two kinds. You can classify them as a color or not.
In shell.
Shell.
Mm-hmm. But they're still all
A little while ago, I was talking about the fruit. I said that there were apples and bananas and what else. Now, if there aren't any left, it only says I'm an orange. There aren't any left, but you said. What are the brown red things that you get out of the garden? Okay, will they go to the leaves we're doing?
Radish.
Mm-hmm. And two of them would be?
Radish.
Now then, the big red things. What about the white brown thing that goes underneath? It has the sort of slit and the long slit there.
Parsnip?
No. These are for something that we get. I thought I used to have it in this. What are the first ones you get? The early ones, what do you call them?
Little green onions.
They're called the spoon. What do you do with beans? When you prepare them? Yeah, well, say that you didn't have to go ahead and pick them.
Oh, snap them,
break them, usually like that. Very cautious. What about shelling?
Well, yeah, we call it.
Now, large yellowish bat. These are called
wax
bees. Wax. What about butter bees?
Lima
bees.
Lima.
Lima bees.
Well, if they're great, they can call them butter. If they're a little smaller, call them lima.
Is that